views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Getting better together. Welcome to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share strategies and best practices so you too can get fired up to create a culture of emotional engagement, wins, losses, and aha moments. Get fired up to grow your business with the Emotional Engagement Stylist. Now, here is your host, Connie Fife.
Hey there, we're glad you're here today joining us. And we have yet today another expert joining us. He is known as America's number one sales and motivational training. He's helping people communicate more effectively and basically grow your business. So does that sound like something that you need? Well, then you want to keep listening. Hey, it's official today. We are known as Master's Chambers. And it really fits into my background of working at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and also Girl Scouts. It just makes a very holistic, brand new connection with my customers, my clients, and also our listeners, you. So thanks for being here with us. So again, I need to ask, did you pick up a copy of my latest book, Marketing Masters? You can get a copy at Barnes & Nobles, Books & More, hey, Amazon.com, and many other bookstores. If you don't see it on the shelf, just ask. They'll be glad to get it for you. And keep sending in your pictures. I want a picture of you holding my book. Send it in to Team Fife at ConnieFifeSpeaks.com, and we'll be adding that to the website. And be sure to include your name and website address, because we're also going to send you a backlink. Okay, we'll add that on the website, get that out to you. And if you don't know the value of backlinks, you really want to check that out, because it's going to increase your clout score, which is valuable to your online presence and your online influence. Now, I have to ask, do you agree that technology has changed the way we're doing business and also in our daily lives? There are certain advantages and disadvantages to using technology in our lives every day. I mean, people are communicating everywhere. When I went back to school, I enrolled in some online courses, and all I needed to do was find a connection. I was doing classwork in airports and restaurants, and my favorite was Starbucks. That's where I earned the gold card for too many visits. And it's generational. I mean, who doesn't have the technology bug? I mean, my father-in-law had a technology bug. I mean, it's all generations. And you're going to love this one. 2 years ago, my daughter texted me to say she was engaged. Texted. Now, you can bet there was a long silence before we connected about that one. You know, you just don't text information like that. Businesses, I mean, they're really experiencing the same disconnect with their customers. And last week, I was working with my team, and we were doing some research for companies. And I wanted to make phone calls to their CEOs to ask them to be on the show. I looked up 5 websites, and not one had their telephone number listed. Not one. There was a box, leave your name and telephone number and we'll get back to you. This is a real pet peeve of mine. Not only have I not received a return phone call from any of the 5 companies, they don't know why I was leaving a message. I could have been a new customer, or better yet, a returning customer. So, I mean, there's definitely advantages and disadvantages to technology. I mean, some of the other advantages is that, I mean, technology has really advanced how we're receiving and we're transmitting messages. And these devices, that way. There are so many, many of them, and they are so tightly wound into the fabric of our society. I mean, what was meant to connect us is actually separating our emotional connections to our customers, our friends, our family. I mean, the job market is booming with technology jobs. And again, there's other jobs that are really just disappearing. You know, I'm not a negative Nelly. I mean, it's not my style. But when we communicate through text, text just does not take body language into account. I mean, our nonverbal cues are the most vital part to the way we're communicating. I mean, research has shown that 55% of messaging pertains to our feelings and our attitude. And that's what's portrayed in our facial expressions alone. So now that's 55% of you misunderstand the messages that you receive via text, email, or even on social media. Well, today, our guest is Todd Novak, and his recent book, Has Technology Left Us Speechless, really has hit a nerve with me. Can you tell? I could go on ranting even more about this. So I want to introduce Todd, and then when we come back, we're going to talk more about his book and get his take on the pros and cons of technology. And again, is what's disappearing on that. So Todd, I want to welcome you to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad that you're here. So your book, Has Technology Left Us Speechless? Like I said, it's really, really hit a nerve with me. So just give me just really quickly, what is your book about? I mean, how is that going to help people understand the value of technology and, of course, that negative side of technology as well?
Well, again, technology, I actually love technology. I tell everybody all the time, I'm not against technology. In fact, I'm on an iPhone 6 right now on Skype doing this radio interview. So, I mean, I love technology, but what I also can do is I can put my technology away for 3 hours or 6 hours or a half a day and actually turn it off or go to the store without my phone. And so what I'm really looking to do is help people create balance, because so many people say, well, I don't know if I'm really addicted to technology, but unfortunately, all of us are addicted in one way or the other. So it's really about learning, kind of being honest with it, like how addicted am I really, and how much of it is really controlling my life? And then more importantly, how much am I losing with communication, having effective communication by using technology versus face-to-face?
That's so true. I mean, and of course, I mean, I embrace technology too. And as a business owner, we need to have that. We need to stay relevant. And there's times for myself as well. You know, I just want to, you know, give a shout out, you know, say to mom, and I'm just too busy to do that. So I'll just send her a quick note, a quick text and say, hey, how are you doing today? You know, I'll get back to you later. Just to let them know that we're thinking about them. But at the same time, when you have something really important to say, it's, you know, pick up the phone and call somebody. And, you know, when that happened with my daughter a few years ago, I wrote this really long blog because that really sent me into a funnel of let's all stop blogging. We can't, you know, we just can't be doing this. We need to be connecting with each other, because that's where that emotional engagement comes into play. And when we come back from a break, I know we're going to talk more about that and how you became America's number one sales trainer because of how you make connections with people. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few minutes.
We'll be right back. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements are not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
1230 WBLQ.
And we're back, and joining me today is Todd Novak. Todd's on a mission to restore the human connection in our digital age. So, Todd, and you're an author, you're a sales trainer, a sales coach. So what is your take on technology and connecting with customers?
I'm still stuck on Earth, Wind, and Fire. You're a shining star. Yeah. I love that song.
I heard you going there.
I was going to start singing, but then again, I want the listeners to stay on, not tune off. So I'm sorry. You were asked. Go ahead. You have to ask a question again. I got you off.
Oh, okay. Got you thrown off there. What's your take? Okay, going back to technology and connecting with customers. I mean, what is your take on that? And again, you talked a little bit before about we need to find a balance.
Right.
So where would you go with that?
You know, I think technology is great for what I would call lead generation, but not actually sealing the deal and not actually forming relationships. I mean, I think that's where a lot of folks get confused. You know, there's basically four stages of sales. And the first stage of sales is prospecting. So I can see using technology for the prospecting side of things.
Right.
Because, you know, that's what a lot of prospecting has gone to now, lead generation through social media, you know, through, you know, PPC, pay per click, through, you know, people doing landing pages or squeeze pages. all these different, you know, techniques as far as technology goes. And those are important. But right. that just gets you the lead to actually close the sale and actually do business with somebody. You still got to be able to talk to them. And, you know, obviously, if you can do face to face, your odds of them doing business with you actually increases, you know, so much more. What I see is there's just not only just the younger generation, but just a lot of folks are trying to do everything via technology. And it's kind of scary to me on some levels, to be honest with you.
Well, somebody said to me recently that they really like the technology, and this was a salesperson, they really like the technology piece of selling because they're just putting their ads out there, their services, and they're waiting for the phone to ring. And I said, well, that's not selling. I mean, if any, maybe it's customer service, but it's not even that if you don't have the customer.
Right. Well, again, that's lead generation. So that's what people are getting confused. They're doing things mm-hmm. like that. That's lead generation, but that has nothing to do with closing a sale, customer service, anything like that.
Right, right. So you said there's four. So I know there's prospecting.
Yeah, correct. So the way, in fact, since we have listeners, do most of your listeners, are they like in a car or are they at an office or are they listening at a desk?
We really have a mix.
Kind of mix. Okay. Well, yes. If everybody's somewhere where they can write this down, obviously in your car, I don't want you to do this. But if you're, you know, somewhere
where
you can write down.
This.
Yeah. but write, you know, I just say draw a big triangle on a page. So just write, you know, big triangle that you can. Okay. And on the top of the triangle, what I want you to write is prospecting. So that's obviously the first step. And then on the lower left-hand side, I want you to write presenting. And then the lower right-hand side, I want you to write closing. And then right across the middle, real big, I'd like you to write follow-up.
So again, everybody forgets the follow-up, yes.
Well, follow-up, you know, follow-up actually makes up 80% of your sales.
Yes.
And not to get too deep in sales, but what most people think selling is called a timing sale. And a timing sale is not really sales. And that's what the majority of people get. Now, a timing sale is this. Somebody calls you up or responds to an email or an ad that you have, and they're ready to do business with you right then and there because the timing is correct. Mm-hmm. Now, those are great when they happen. You know, they happen maybe 20% of the time. We get excited about those. Not much effort. Pretty easy.
But we think we're going to be that way all the time, but it's not. Like you said, only 20% of the time.
Correct. If you want to make the big money or you really want to grow your business, you got to focus on the 80%. And how do you get those 80%? And that's where the dirty word comes in that most people don't like is follow-up. I used to do these two-day sales retreats, and I'd ask people, I'd say, be honest with yourself. When I say the word follow-up, write down the first 5 or 10 words that come to your mind. And what happens is usually 90% to 100% of every word that comes up in your mind, believe it or not, is what? Negative, not positive. Because we associate follow-up with being negative. Oh, I'm bothering somebody. Or I'm bugging them. Or if they wanted to buy from me the first time, I wouldn't have to follow up with them. Or I'm probably charging too much money. Or they found somebody else out. I mean, it's usually all negative. It's all associated with pain. So
yeah.
human nature says, if that's going to cause me pain, guess what? I'm not going to do that. And this is one of the biggest areas that salespeople struggle with because psychologically, I don't want to do the follow-up because there's pain associated with that. But what they need to realize, if they get past that pain in their brain and realize the follow-up is where, you know, the old saying is fortune's in the follow-up, that's where the money's at. That's where the big sales are at. So yeah, sometimes we love to do the presenting because it's fun. It's exciting. You know, even...
But it's not fun and exciting if nobody's there.
We're going to take a little break and we'll be back with more with Connie Fife and right after this.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Do you believe in magic?
We believe in magic. Hey, it's magic because we just had a technical glitch, but we are back. And joining me is Todd Novak. Now, Todd, before we had a little break there, we were talking about follow-up, the fortune in follow-up, and why so many people have that fear.
Again, the reason why they have that fear is because they associate it with so much negativity, and that's also where the rejection comes. You know, that's where somebody's got to actually say, you know, they could actually say, no, I don't want to do business with you, or no, not right now. But that it doesn't mean no forever. And so what we have to understand is, what most companies and salespeople are doing is they're not following up with their leads. They initially try to sell somebody. They go through the presenting. They go through the closing process. They don't buy. So then they move on to the next lead. And they're literally leaving so much money on the table. And the best example I can give you of that is one of our clients in Manhattan, New York, a very known, well-known LASIK doctor, basically does about $12, $13 million a year. And prior to us meeting with him, he was doing about 8 to 9. But one of the things that we did was LASIK patients or potential patients would come in and they wouldn't buy LASIK. And then basically they would leave. And so they didn't have time to follow up with people because they were doing anywhere from 15 to 40 consultations a day. So I explained to him how important follow-up is. I said, look, we're going to hire a dedicated person just to do follow-up, nothing else. I mean, we're not going to have them do anything else, just follow up with people that have decided not to do LASIK. And I thought that we would do about another $500,000 a year the first year we did that, and I was totally off. I was totally wrong. But he was, like, happy if we did $500,000. We actually did $1.1 million in sales.
Wow, great testimonial.
That was literally walking out the door because nobody had time for it, because everybody was focusing on the new leads. So literally we trained somebody, they made about $100,000 a year, give or take, with bonuses and everything. But now he brings in an extra, you know, $1 million to pay her $100,000. So you ask yourself, is that a good investment?
Right, because that is one question that people do ask or say is, you know, I just don't have time. You know, how am I going to do this? I don't have time. But I mean, that was a perfect example, a perfect testimonial of, you find somebody, even a star, if you could do that on commission, and sound like a win-win situation for everybody all the way around. So that was great.
Again, the theory is you've already paid for the lead. The only way you make money from the lead is converting the lead. So we need to spend more time on it. And follow up, you know, just to tell your audience, it can be tough. Sometimes you might have to follow up with someone 15 times, 18 times. But the average person or the average salesperson, actually, believe it or not, 50% of the people quit after the first follow-up.
Well, how many, now you said 15, 18, maybe even 20. What do you say, is there an average number of times that you follow up before you say, okay, that's in the dead file?
I love it. I get this question so much.
I do too.
Because that's just human nature. It's like, oh, how, you know what? It's going to feel uncomfortable, but you know what? You keep doing it. My theory is keep the door open, and you're always, what I call follow-up, I call them touches. So you continue to touch somebody. So one of the things that I offer in my training is I teach salespeople, look, a touch can be, now when you follow up, this is very critical. Following up does not mean following up to ask them for the business.
No.
I think that's where we miss it. Following up is what we call, let's not call it follow-up, let's call it a touch. A touch could be, oh, you found out that they're a hockey fan, and you Googled and found out some new hockey law or story or rule or incredible game that happened, and you copy and paste that and text it or forward to them and say, hey, by the way, Bob, I was thinking about you.
Yeah, you and I do a lot of that the same. There was a client that I had years ago, and I knew he was a fly fisherman. And I wanted this client so bad, and I kept going back to him time and time and time again. Then I found out that he was going to a fly fishing tournament. So I went to a local store, fishing store, and said, I'm looking for flies, really good flies. And they sold me four of them. They put them in a little pretty box, and I mailed it to this guy at the conference that he was attending.
Awesome. I love that.
I got his business the next day. Well, we need to go to a commercial break, but when we come back, let's talk more about the business and what you have to offer our listeners.
Sounds good.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Ali Katz. Join Ali and Dr. Pat as Ali introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Ali, visit livemoreradio.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Hey, welcome back. Today we are talking with Todd Novak, America's number one sales and trainer and coach. So Todd, your programs have helped many people and many organizations increase their sales. You started giving us a little bit in the last segment, some steps for people to follow. So are those the only steps that you would give people prospecting?
Well, you know, those are actually the four stages.
Okay.
So, I mean, so what you have to be honest with yourself or think about is there's four stages of sales. What, you know, when I work with sales managers, for instance, or if you're a, you know, a business owner and you have salespeople and you don't have a sales manager, you know, this is a great way to determine if somebody needs coaching or not, or everybody needs coaching, obviously, but what area they need coaching in. Okay. So if there's these four stages of sales, everybody is going to be proficient or good at one or two of them, but not all four. Mm-hmm. So like when I do one-on-one coaching for salespeople, what I ask them to do is simply this, and I encourage your audience to do the same thing with their salespeople, is share the four stages of sales with them and ask them to be honest with you, with themselves and you, to put a number next to the ones that they think they're the best at, like a number one, number two for their second best, three and four. And then obviously whatever is three and four on their list are the areas they're weak on, and those are the areas that you need to help them get stronger in, that you need to make sure that you buy some right books or get a sales coach in or get a trainer in or somebody to work on those particular areas. Because the goal is simply to get someone strong in all four areas. Because
right.
if your sales professionals are strong in all four of these areas, prospecting, presenting, closing, and following up, then sales will automatically increase. But what happens is, as a salesperson, I'm going to do what I like to do. So, you know, I know I talk a lot about personality types and communication styles, and there's certain styles that are happy prospecting and presenting. They love
to
do
that. I mean, human nature, we're going to do what we love to do. So we want to make sure that we're in the right position as well. That's what I was going to ask you. I know you have an assessment that you use with different teams. Now, doesn't that assessment also help the individual realize what he is good at or she and what they're not good at? And maybe they need to make a change.
Correct. I mean, obviously everybody's heard of, you know, personalities, styles or personality assessments. Mm-hmm. I've come up with a system that's very right brain and visual called the birds. And if you're asking yourself, did he just say the birds? Yes, I did.
Yes, he said the birds.
there's four birds. So obviously the peacock, which is all about socializing, having fun, look at me, you know, they're going to love to prospect because they're the ones that are in the grocery line talking to everybody.
Right.
They're in the bank line making like five friends before they get to the teller.
Right.
And then they forget what they came to the bank for, but they walked out with five new friends. So that person's obviously going to be great at prospecting, right?
Right.
Presenting wise, they're going to be great presenters because they're going to be like, ooh, look at me. And they're going to be confident. But you know what? They're not really good closers because the problem with closing is somebody might not like me.
Right.
And that particular personality type wants people to like them. So the peacock wants everybody to like them.
If they get a no from somebody, they're going to shut right down.
They're going to shut right down. They're going to be crushed. And guess what? The four stage follow up, not going to happen.
Right.
Just not going to happen. So now you're losing sales. So if you're honest with yourself as a business owner or a sales manager, you say, is there a way for us? And this is one of the things that we do for companies. You know, we can go in and say, look, maybe we segment this, you know, your sales process to certain people. Maybe we just have certain people just doing prospecting that actually love to do that. And then we get the folks that love to close, you know, and rather than trying to have one.
Now, who loves to close?
Oh, the Eagles.
Exactly. The Eagles are the drivers and the DISC assessments. Yes.
Yeah. The Eagles, they want to be number one. They want to be the best.
Uh-huh.
So,
and
they're about the juice, about the rush, about the getting the deal closed, seeing the money, moving on to the next, you know, the hunters.
That's exactly who they are. A little little competitive there. So do you suggest, I think that's where you were going with your clients. So you would suggest perhaps segregating their team into what their strengths are.
If you can. Now, not every business can honestly do this. You know, I have a client in Los Angeles that happens to be a very large DUI attorney. And so all the prospecting is done for them. And so all they have to do is literally just present and close on the phone.
Okay.
Now, there's no follow-up they do because there's somebody else that handles that. So what's nice with them is we focus on two things with them and two things only. How to present, how to build connection with people, how to get people to like you.
Okay.
And then how to close for the business because that's their job. And so they were roughly about 8-9% closing ratio when we started working with them about 2 years ago. And now we're about 22-24% each given month. So we more than doubled their closing ratio by just giving them the right tools and focusing on their strengths rather than trying to make a weakness a strength, which they couldn't do.
So then if somebody has a small team and they have to do it all, do you work with them to say, okay, I know, you know, being an eagle isn't your strength, but help them to understand that the follow through is most important, and that's where the close is going to come in?
Well, you know, absolutely, to answer your question, of course I work with smaller companies, but that's where coaching comes in. So you can't really take somebody and train them you know, in a training like a half day or a full day or a 2-hour training. But you can take somebody that's maybe, you know, not an eagle and doesn't know how to close, but you can teach a dove, for instance, which is that Midwest type of personality type, doesn't like change, wants everybody to be at peace and get along with everyone. Okay. That person might necessarily not be a great closer, but
sounds like a lot of people I know.
Yeah. But they can be great closers with the right coaching. So you can take, so I always tell people, you know, I get people coming up and they'll say, hey, can I actually do sales? I'm not that eagle or that peacock. I say, absolutely. You can do anything you want. I mean,
right. That's
the beauty of personality types. You can change, you can adapt. There's just different ways to learn.
Right. And that's part of that. And I love that you use the personality styles and, of course, calling it the birds. I remember the first time I heard, they said, oh, Todd Novak, he has this program called the birds. I'm like, the what? The birds?
that program's for the birds.
Yeah, that's right. It's for the birds. Well, it's really good for branding, like you said, and also that visual as well. So you have the eagle, the peacock, the owl.
Well, we didn't even talk about the owl. You snuck that in. We talked about the dove.
You talked about the dove.
And then we have the owl, which, you know, honestly makes up quite a bit of the population these days. Everybody has a primary personality type and a secondary. We're technically all four.
Yes.
But we have this primary that we're majority of and then a secondary that we're second majority of. And so what happens is the owl is the analytical, and that kind of ties into technology. Because we're producing so many owls these days, because we've been in this information technology phase in the world for like the last 20 plus years.
Yeah, aren't owls are like 69% of the population?
I say about 62 or whatever, 62? But I'm not going to split hairs. I'm not going to split hairs with you, but it's somewhere in the 60s. We can agree on that.
Okay, it's in the 60 percentiles. So yeah, so the higher percentage of the population are owls.
Yeah. So what that means is they're going to be slower to make decisions.
Yes.
They're going to process things out. They're not going to, you know, give you that quick decision. So think about it. Just honestly, if you're an eagle and you want quick closes and you want things to happen fast, and you know that you're getting ready to sell to an owl, you're going to get frustrated unless you tell yourself to slow down.
Right.
Understand that it's going to be a long conversation. Understand that it may be days or weeks before they make a decision.
Right.
And you know what? You can't force them into making a decision. And if you do, the answer is going to be no.
That's right. I'm an eagle. My husband is an owl.
Yeah.
So I've had a lot of practice.
Yeah, exactly. And it's easy for you. You know, it's easy for both of you to naturally get frustrated with each other. Just naturally, right off the bat. And it's got nothing to do with anything except your personality type.
Right. You know, where do you want to go for dinner? Oh, well, let's think about it. I don't know. And I'm like, okay, let's go. We're going up the street. Yeah, I'm right there with it. But yes. But at the same time, when you know and you understand that person's personality, you know how to sell. You know how to close them.
Exactly.
And you know how to communicate with them. It just makes it so much easier to do.
Exactly.
Now, I know you have a lot of programs and your book. You have your book and Has Technology Left Us Speechless, which is really, really interesting. And you have an offer today for our listeners. So Todd's offer today for our listeners is his book. His book normally sells for $24.95, but for the next 10 callers, call on in. 800-930-2819. You're going to receive a copy of Todd's book, but you will have to pay for the shipping and handling on that, which is averaging out about $10. So again, it's 800-930-2819. Call right now. And the first 10 callers are going to receive a copy of Has Technology Left Us Speechless?
Hey, Connie, if I can say one thing on there too, it's a hardcover book, so it's not a paperback. So this book actually sells for $24.95 plus shipping on my website and also Amazon. The other advantage, obviously, if you order through Connie, I'm going to personally sign it before we send it out to you.
Oh, cool.
But you're welcome to go to Amazon. I mean, it's fine. You're welcome to go to your local bookstore. But, you know, you're going to pay about $30-some for it. So that's my quick little plug.
And you get it signed and autographed by the author himself.
Absolutely.
So that's just a really, really cool thing too. So Todd, you're so like super busy. Like what do you do in your free time?
Oh my goodness. Well, I mean, you know, if you were to ask my wife, she would say the four letter word that, you know, a lot of women don't like to hear from their husbands, but that's golf. So yeah, golf is kind of my primary thing that it's kind of my stress reliever, allows me to, you know, replenish and get back to what I'm doing. So golf is one. I like to scuba dive a little bit, do some gourmet cooking.
Yeah, I saw that you're a gourmet cook. How awesome.
Yeah, I do a unbelievable tableside Caesar salad. I have my own special bowl. It never gets washed. It just gets wiped out. Only gets oil in it. It's
And I'll be over. I'll be over for dinner.
We might have to do that. But yeah, so I do a little scuba diving. And then my wife and I are addicted to hot yoga. That's kind of
That's great. Well, we're going to go to break right now. When we come back, it's going to be the lightning round. Stay tuned.
All right.
Would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend Connie Fife, Mondays 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Introducing The Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit The Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
1230 WBLQ.
And you are listening to Master's Chambers, and I'm your host, Connie Fife, and joining me today is Todd Novak. Well, this is it. Get ready to rock, because Todd, it's all about you. This is our lightning round, where I am going to ask you 10 questions.
All right.
And Okay, so you may answer or you may pass. It's all up to you. So are you ready?
I'm ready for the lightning round.
All righty. So, Todd, what is your favorite TV show?
Oh, my gosh. It's Shark Tank.
Okay. Your first celebrity crush?
Farrah Fawcett.
Ooh. Your hidden talent?
My hidden talent. It's not singing, that's for sure. I don't know if I have a hidden talent because of the peacock in me. I probably let everybody know what I'm talented in already.
Okay. Your go-to comfort food?
Ooh, it's probably my green tea that I have two or three times a day. My organic green tea from India.
Your most influential person?
Ooh, I'd have to say God and my wife.
Okay. And I know Joyce is listening. What is your worst habit?
Ooh, my worst habit.
Well, maybe I should be asking Joyce.
Man, I try to, what's my worst habit? Ooh, that's a tough one to admit, right?
Okay.
Yeah, worst habit. Driving fast.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. I've driven with you. What is your favorite success quote?
Wow. I mean, I have probably about 20 of my own quotes, so I'd have to quote one of mine.
Okay.
I would say it'd probably be, it's not about you, it's about the person you're in front of. So it's not about you, it's about the person you were in front of.
I like that. You have to think about that one. Yes.
Yeah. Because again, we tend to make everything about us.
Right.
So what I try to do and what I teach when I do in my trainings is when you're in front of somebody, you have to flip a switch and say, it's not about me anymore. It's about the person I'm in front of. So at that point, I have to do what? I have to really listen. What's listening, right. You know, takes real effort. So for those of you on the call that think, you know, listening's easy, trust me, it's one of the most difficult things to do.
Yes. Yeah. We could do another whole show on listening. So who is your cheerleader, the person that really keeps you going?
Well, it was my mom. I mean, my mom was my biggest cheerleader. Mm-hmm. I still like to say she still cheerleads me on today because she's no longer with us here on earth. So I'd have to say other than that would be my wife.
Okay. Now, can you imagine living your life any other way than you are today?
You know, I get that question a lot, and probably not. I just have a very thankful life. I mean, I love my wife. I love my life. You know, I live in Newport Beach, California. It's a great, peaceful, relaxing area. But there's so many great, you know, energy and businesses around here and success.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's a great hub to be in. Life is great. Not much else.
Okay. Now, this one is usually pretty tough for some people, but what advice would you give to your younger self?
Oh, that's actually easy. I have a list of things.
Oh, okay.
But the first one that comes to mind is stay focused on one thing. Stay focused on one thing. I remember there was a point in my life where I wanted to be, you know, when I was in my 20s, I wanted to be a millionaire right away in my 20s. Mm. And so I thought the quickest way to get there was to have as many businesses as possible. So
right.
At one point I had 7 businesses all at one time and I was pretty proud of it. But what I realized was only 2 of them were successful. The other ones were failing because I couldn't spend enough time with them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and they talk about multitasking. And at one time it was like, ooh, you're really great because you multitask. But really, if you think about it, if you're a multitasker, nothing gets done 110%. I mean, something has to sacrifice.
Well, I'm reading a great book right now about neuroplasticity and your brain and how it's wired. And that if you multitask, it actually becomes what they call milk mind. And milk mind is actually the worst thing that can happen because you're so unfocused and you don't get anything done. So really, multitasking is really the enemy of getting things done. And I'm sorry to interrupt, but that's the part of why, one of the reasons why I wrote the book, because we're sold on the fact that technology is going to make us quicker, faster,
and
things are going to be done better. But the reality is, yeah, we're more busier, because we have an email to return. Right now, people are thinking, you are too. I got a text to reply to. I got an email to reply to. I got a phone call to make. I got to update social media. I mean, all these things I have to do, and you're not focused on what you're doing. Not, I know you are right now, but I'm just saying most of the time we're thinking about that.
No, but it's... But it's true. I mean, I have my calendar laid out very intentionally. And there's days where I'm just blogging and I'm just going on my social media. I mean, that could be a full job in itself. And then you're not following up with your customers because it's, oh, well, I have to keep prospecting. I have to get my blogs done. But then at the end of the day, oh, I just didn't have time to follow up. So I have, you know, no business came in. So that's where... You're really, and I think what your book is all about, really finding that balance. Because if you're, I mean, if you're stuck behind, you know, sitting behind the computer all day, creating, which is wonderful, but if you're not connecting and following up with your customers, there's no income coming in the door.
I'll give you the best example if we got time, but my wife and I haven't been to any networking events here in Orange County. And about a year ago, we said, we're going to go to this big mixer. So we ended up going, and it was okay. Nothing really we thought happened. I got an email the next day from a lady that says, look, I went to your website, you know, as a doctor's office, like a spa, and we want to work with you, but you're probably too expensive. By the way, my husband plays golf. If anything, you guys could play golf together. That was kind of the email.
Well, you heard that one. Let's go play golf together.
So long story short, we ended up doing business with them. They became a client for a little over a year. They introduced us to somebody that we met with. They introduced us to one of their relatives that has a $26 million business that hired me because they had 20 salespeople that needed help with. We were with them for 6 months. We took their company from 25.6 million to 32 million in the 6 months in that year. And then it led to another new client. Anyways, long story short, we actually added up close to $200,000 in revenue in about 2 year period or a year and a half from going to one networking event that we thought was a dud.
And that was that you made an emotional connection. What I like to call emotional engagement, and then it's that networking and how you had that face-to-face conversation, and it didn't happen because you were prospecting on your social media platforms. It happened because you had a conversation with someone.
Yeah, we got our butts out of our seat and we dressed up, and you know, and also if you're going to go out and network, make sure you look your best. I mean, I put on one of my best suits. You know, nobody else was dressed up. Very few people were. We stood out. My wife and I stood out. But I think that's one of the reasons why people remember us.
Still, put on my evening gown next time I go. this is Connie Fife. Watch out, Todd. I'm coming. So we're going to say bye for now. But listen in next week right here on Master's Chamber. Because coming up next week is Wendy Dearborn. And for more free tips on how you can create a culture of emotional engagement and learn more about today's guest, head on over to my website at www.conniefifespeaks.com. And remember, Todd is offering his book today. So let us know if you want a copy of that book, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Tune in each Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices so you too can create a culture of emotional engagement, getting better together. Connie is available for corporate speaking and executive training. To book Connie or to catch the archive, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.